Chapter 16. The 1800s. There is no use in continuing to fight us, for I am Maximus, ruler of the universe. The large leader moved closer to the old shed. The thick, heavy ice crunched under his feet. The sun was now moving high in the sky.
I have no idea what we have stumbled upon here, boys, but I am sure we will meet our fates this day. These odds are astronomical,
Theodore said as he looked at the massive army that had begun spreading around his ranch. Blaine sat crouched beside Manson. Are we really going to do this? He asked as he removed his gun from its holster. The bear was also crouched, as if it too knew the peril in which they were now facing.
We only want the one called Manson, Maximus said as he now halted his movement.
Sir,
General Stoker stammered. Maximus turned to see ripples in the trees.
Is that fool sending us more armies for just one man?
I don't think so, Dr. Ross said as he squinted his eyes. I think it's Sergeant Kind, he said as the familiar silhouette of a tall drill instructor came into view. The invaders turned their attention from the shed to the opening in time. Then Sergeant Kind appeared.
Hello, Maximus, he said through gritted teeth. It's been a while.
Wild Bill looked toward Tilson and then back to the army that was now surrounding them.
We could use our shark friend about now.
Tilson pulled the shark's tooth from a pouch on his side. He then placed it around his neck. He could feel his arms pulse. His legs began to contort and stretch 10 times larger than his normal ones. His hands balled into fists and grew to the size of his shoulders. His teeth reached their peaks as well. They were large and razor sharp. Sergeant Kine began walking towards Maximus, but Sarita was first. She ran past Kind, her weapon drawn, and she began firing her gun at the big leader. Several of Maximus's soldiers threw themselves in front of the attack, and they were killed as Sarita's bullets tore into their brains.
Sarita, stand down! Sergeant Kind shouted as he moved forward.
We need to find Jack Manson,
Brandon Addington said as he moved toward the shed. Then he caught sight of the three men that had begun their own attacks.
Who are those men?
Shouted Theodore as he aimed his weapon on several of the invaders.
I have no idea, but they seem to be on our side, Blaine said as he fired off a round into the head of an attacking alien.
Why do they want you, Jack?
Asked Blaine as he took another aim.
I have no idea.
Because you are the only one that can save our future,
Brandon said, but then he suddenly caught the sight of Theodore and he stopped.
Oh, are you? You are Theodore Roosevelt.
Now is not the time, Charles Smith said as he and Jennifer stepped up beside him.
We need to protect Manson at all cost,
Jennifer added. Sarita felt the grip like a vice around her neck.
You think you, of all humans, could kill me? Maximus said as he lifted Sarita to his eyes by her throat.
She gasped.
I am Maximus, ruler of this universe. No one can stop me.
Then she felt the bones in her neck snap. She could feel the life drain from her body. Her arms fell limp to her sides. Then a sharp blow to the side of Maximus's head sent him backwards, and he dropped the lifeless Sarita to the ground. Sergeant Kind began landing heavy blows to the side of Maximus's head and face. A left cross, and an uppercut, a right cross, and each time an alien made a move to protect its leader, it was gunned down by Wild Bill and Death Calling, who were standing only a few feet away. Maximus threw a wild punch. But Sergeant Kind saw it coming and ducked the attack easily. He then swung a left hook of his own, catching Maximus on the right jaw. Maximus could feel his head fall back and then to the side as Sergeant Kind continued the assault. Maximus fell and rolled to his side, coming to stop near a large pine tree. He grinned.
You have not won. You can't win. I am the... I know, the ruler of the universe and all that bull,
Sergeant Kynes said as he lifted his mechanical arm to land a power blow to Maximus. What Sergeant Kynes was not counting on was the speed of the big man. Maximus caught the arm and squeezed his hand around the mechanic's, and as he did, he turned his body and ripped the arm into shards of metal. Then Maximus used his left hand to land a solid blow to Sergeant Kynes' chin, knocking him into a tree. Sergeant Kynes slumped near the roots. He was fighting to stay conscious.
"Get him!"
Bill shouted as he too charged toward Maximus. He held a large, high-powered rifle in front of him. But before he could make a killing shot, he was knocked to the ground by General Stoker. Stoker began pounding on Bill, and as he did, several of the invaders ran to assist in tearing Wild Bill to pieces. Death Calling pulled his blade from one of the aliens. He could see Wild Bill as his body was being torn apart by the large alien general, but Maximus was in a clearing and alone for the moment. Death Calling made his move. He began charging toward Maximus, and as he went, several creatures leaped in his way. However, Death Calling was a trained soldier himself and easily cut down the invaders using the blades that protruded from his forearms. Maximus saw the attack coming, and as Death Calling made his move, Maximus made a swing toward Death Calling. Death Calling was quick, and he ducked low, causing the assault to miss him by inches. Then Maximus felt a pain in his bicep. One of Death Calling's blades met its mark, and the ruler let out a yelp as he looked at the protruding blade. Maximus quickly sized up the situation, and with his free hand he grabbed the instrument of war and snapped the blade in half. Before Death Calling could react, the blade was plunged into his own chest. Death Calling clutched the blade that was sticking out from his heart. He fell backwards. Maximus turned to one of his soldiers, who in turn brandished some sort of tool. He then placed the end over Maximus's wound, and it began to close up.
"Ross, grab some of our soldiers. Go and bring me Manson," Maximus growled.
Dr. Ross looked nervous, but lowered his eyes and simply said, "Yes, my king."
"We will never win this battle,"
Blake Silver said as he fired another blast from his shotgun. The shark looked in his direction. He was surrounded with lifeless bodies of his fallen enemies.
"We need to get to Manson,"
he growled as he watched a troop of enemy soldiers making their way toward the shed. From the corner of his eye, he could see an alien invader lining up its weapon for a shot. The shark leaped into the air and grabbed a tree branch, which catapulted him higher. He then came down hard on the assassin. He turned to look back at Blake, who was still battling several of the creatures.
"I don't see how we can win this battle,"
Brandon said as he fought off another alien attack. Charles pulled his bowstring back as he loaded three arrows into it. Suddenly, he felt a sharp pain in his abdomen. He dropped his bow.
"Chuck!"
Jennifer shouted as she ran to him. Charles looked down. His white shirt was now covered in crimson. Jennifer quickly ran to offer her man aid when another alien made its move and leaped high into the air. Jennifer ducked her head, and gunfire tore through the creature. She looked up to see Blaine and Theodore standing with pistols smoking. And then beside them, Manson began convulsing. His head twitched from side to side. "What on earth?" shouted Theodore as he stepped back. Manson's face began to contort, and then it started to take on a familiar image.
"Riker! How?"
Brandon shouted. "I will explain later, but for now we need to end this." Riker then moved toward the army that was beginning to ascend heavier on them. "First, we need to get to the source of the problem." Riker lifted a hand into the air, and the clouds began to part and swirl. And in an instant, a middle-aged man fell from the sky. The army stopped and looked on as Riker made his way to the fallen man. "You have made a mess of this world," Riker said as he approached the man.
"You're a fool, Manson,"
the slight man said as he adjusted his thick round glasses. "Yes, I guess I am, forever trusting the likes of you with guarding our future."
No, you're a fool for following a creator you have never seen. We have power. We should be the ones creating.
The man stood to his feet. Your name will never be known in this world or any other. Riker stopped a few feet from the man.
You forget, I have powers of my own, and they are as great as yours.
The man held out his hands, and the ground beneath Manson began to fold in as Manson began sinking into the earth. Vines began protruding upward and clutching onto him.
Tell me,
why destroy it all? Asked Riker.
Because once it is all destroyed, I can create my own world.
Riker!
Brandon shouted. No, stay, and use the gifts the Creator has given you. Then another portal opened up beside Riker, and a familiar face stepped through. Is our friend ready, Max? Again, Riker gasped. The dark woman watched as her boss continued to sink.
Yes,
she mumbled. And just before the ground fully swallowed Riker, he lifted a hand in the air, and again the sky parted. Everyone on the ground froze when the beast came flying into view. He was enormous. He had a wingspan that stretched over 15 feet. He was covered with dark green scales and had horns coming from his shoulders, head, and back. The silhouette from the sun gave him the look of a dragon with the arms and legs of a human. Maximus, too, looked upward. His eyes widened as the beast came down. Both feet planted into the chest of Maximus, and the leader was knocked backwards through trees, bushes, and brush. He even took out 5 of his own men before coming to a stop. Maximus sat up. He had to admit to himself he had never been hit so hard. Then he looked as the half-dragon, half-human creature advanced toward him. Stand down, your tyranny. You have lost here this war today, tyrant, said the beast. Maximus let out a grunt as he stood to his feet. You cannot beat me, monster. The creature towered a head taller than Maximus. Again, Maximus realized he had never looked up to any creature. Maximus then pulled a dagger from behind his back to make his attack, but then a sharp blow came from the left side. Maximus stumbled and almost went to one knee. Who? He said as he looked to the one-armed Sergeant Kind. This is my fight, Kind growled. Then Dragon Lore looked to Kind and nodded his approval.